which song it was. I forgot to play. We work all this out in advance. As soon as Harpo and Zeppo get here, we'll start with the real show. I am a roving gambler, gamble down in town. Wherever I'm at with a deck of cards, I lay my money down. Lay my money down, lay my money down. Well, I went up to Washington to gamble on the green. Oh, gamblers, there's some decent tricks that I had never seen. I had never seen. Something like he did. This song actually came from a fellow from Kentucky too, and we didn't know him. We went to another folk festival, and I just skipped to the bottom line on this because I'd never make up a story like this. A lot of people at these folk festivals don't know what to do with rednecks, and they had us at this particular folk festival. And they don't know what to do with any ethnic musicians. They had us in a big university dramatory with the blues singers from the Mississippi Delta area. And we was all out there, nothing to eat but health food, sitting around, nothing to do, nothing to look at. And finally, the cultural liaison officer who was supposed to be securing us, we didn't want our mother to find out we needed somebody to do that. Came over and asked us, said, this was in Vancouver, of all places, which is in a part of Kentucky you hardly ever hear from. And came over and said, how would y'all like to go down to the beach? So we got our beach stuff, which I think they thought we didn't have. And we was following him over there, and you might not even know this part. We didn't. The entire North American continent falls off about 1,000 feet above the Pacific Ocean. There's an edge there. And they had a fence in Vancouver to hold you back. And we kind of looked down. A lot of guys never even wanted to go down there because we could see there was too many ants on the beach. But we seen where some stone steps had been cut in there by the J.D. Vancouverans. And Dan said, I'll go down there with you. And we headed down them steps, and all the way down, big trees and bushes growing out of this cliff. We got about halfway down. We was getting out of breath just going down to the beach. And we're not even trying to think about getting back up from there. And suddenly there was a sign on a tree that said, clothing optional at the beach ahead. And we thought maybe we should have bought newer bathing suits before we came. Anyways, we get down, right when you get down to sea level, there was this big thick growth of bushes and trees over the trail. They told me later this was formed a canopy, which was something we had kept under the bed down home. And we come out from underneath this canopy, and the sun was glaring in off the Pacific Ocean and kind of blinded us. And as soon as our eyes acclimated, we looked around, it just like the old man wanted to know where the sun come from, and he stayed up till it dawned on him. It dawned on us what clothing optional at the beach ahead really meant. And furthermore, me and Dan was the only two people on the whole beach exercising our option. And Dan has a whole different idea about sparkling seawater than I learned in my camp. His clothing hit the beach so loud you could hear it. He's scampering up and down there feeling right home. And I was left conspicuously alone, and I thought, you know, I can do this. I see where a drift log had floated up, and I thought I'd just fold my clothes up on this drift log and scoot off into the water. I think he's got a secret signal, said Eagle. Tell him he's got time. I'm not going to try to end this one.
Finish your story.
Finish my story?
Yeah, finish it up.
Blah 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 blah. It was at that folk festival where we met the guy who wrote this song.